I'm Marco Werman with The World. Last week, I watched the season opener of Lifetime's Project Runway. This is season 15 for the popular TV reality show, and one of this year's crop of aspiring fashion designers caught my eye. He's 32-year-old Roberi Parra from Venezuela. He only recently moved to the United States, and given the crisis in Venezuela, I wondered how it had affected him. So we got Parra on the line, and I asked him about that.
I left Caracas actually 5.5 months ago, so it's my first time in the U.S. I've never been here before.
You came by yourself or with family?
I came by myself.
Yeah. Why did you leave?
Well, actually, as many people would know, Venezuela is going through a very difficult situation, political and socially right now. It's very difficult to live there. I decided to come here to the United States and make a life, start from scratch.
Were you able to get any semblance of a design career going in Caracas?
You know, it's really a disastrous moment for Venezuelan history right now. And, you know, it's when you it's so difficult to get basic things like soap, you can imagine the rest.
Yeah. Now, the first episode of season 15 of Project Runway, I don't want to spoil for our listeners, but explain what you did.
The first episode was very exciting because we knew something strange was going on. Then we got to this loft full with party supplies. You know, we thought we were going to have like a party, like a reception party. And then Heidi and Tim came in and said, well, you need to make a dress with whatever you find in this place. If it's not nailed down, it's yours to use. I immediately start thinking like, well, what can I do with these supplies that doesn't look like centerpiece in a party, you know?
Right.
Like, it's very, if you can see me in the episode, I was looking around like, oh, this cannot work. I ended up using the Chinese lanterns that are made of paper and wire.
And colors in kind of silver, blue. It was really beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I really enjoy making things that are a little bit unconventional in a way. And I really hate to talk about fashion in terms of garments. I really prefer to talk about ideas. So my ideas for this was Starry Night from Van Gogh painting. So, you know, the swirling effects of the clouds and this whole idea of the impression of the night. So I start working with these lanterns and I find out that it was more difficult than I thought, but I was really satisfied with the results.
Did you panic? Because one contestant called the show Project Panic.
Oh my God, you panic since the first day, you know, the first minute you enter that place and you have to run and everything is so strange, you know, because you're under a lot of pressure and a very special situation with a lot of camera people around you. You have very little sleep time, then you need to be creative. And it's kind of tough to go through these challenges.
How much do you think living through tough economic times in Venezuela forced you to be more creative? Like, you knew kind of that Chinese paper lanterns would turn into something.
Well, yes, I really like to think about that I'm the result of the places I've been, the people I've met, and all the experience that I've been through. And I really, at the beginning of the show, when all the things happened, you know, like, you need to work with this kind of materials or with this very tight time schedule and all the stuff. And it's like, well, it feels very much like having to work with the kind of situation I had back in Venezuela, because it's really difficult. And then you need to have like a upbeat attitude, because after all it's fashion and people want the fantasy and want to feel good with it, you know?
Yeah. So now you're in New York City, a contestant on Project Runway. What's that feel like?
Yeah, well, you have no idea. It's like a dream come true. It's when I came to this country 5.5 months ago, I didn't thought about being in this position right now. You know, I came here wanting to have a job and starting from start from scratch. And then I got the chance to be in one of the biggest platforms for fashion designers in the world, you know, and for me, it's like, wow, I cannot believe it's so sudden and so fast. And I'm so grateful to be doing what I'm doing.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Ribéry. Caracas or New York City? Which has the classiest style and which has the most avant-garde style?
Well, I think that New York, it's a mix of classic with very much people expressing themselves. Caracas is different because it's a mix of feelings. You know, it's the Caribbean. People want to be naked all the time. People want to be, you know, it's the tropic and you need to be comfortable. But for me, New York is definitely very inspiring. Just being in the street and being in the subway is definitely something I really enjoy.
Ribéry Parra, I know you know who the winner is of season 15 of Project Runway.
I cannot tell anything.
Right, you can't tell me because you might have to kill me.
Yes, definitely. And actually, it's more exciting to wait until the finale.
Yeah, but I wish you great luck.
Thank you very much.
Ribéry Parra, aspiring fashion designer from Venezuela and one of the contestants on Project Runway this season. If Ribéry does go all the way, he's going to need some victory runway music. And since the runway is one of the few places where disco still rules, might I suggest this great modern remix of a track from 1981. This is, from Venezuela, Los Amigos Invisibles, along with DJ Dimitri from Paris, putting the retreads on Glad to Know You. This one's for you, Ribéry, and all the contestants on Project Runway. Good luck to you.